Forgiveness is a choice. Healing is a process, by Sue Miley. In recent months, I've been both writing about and wrestling with what true forgiveness looks like. It is easy to question yourself. Big emotions still arise. Did I really forgive? I thought I did. Why do I still feel this way? The question that keeps circling in my mind, is it forgiveness I'm struggling with, or is it healing? I know in my head I've forgiven. I've made the choice before God. I've said the words in prayer, Lord, I forgive them. And yet, I still replay the conversations. I still feel raw when I see the person again. Does that mean I haven't forgiven? Or does it mean that forgiveness and healing aren't the same thing at all? Forgiveness as a decision. Forgiveness is an act of the will. It's choosing to release the other person from your demand for repayment. It's saying, I won't hold this against you anymore. That doesn't mean you excuse it. It doesn't mean you deny it happened. It doesn't even mean you trust them the same way again. But it means you've given up the right to keep punishing them in your heart. And yourself, by the way. Forgiveness is a choice. Sometimes a hard one. Sometimes one you must make over and over. But it can happen in a moment. Healing as a journey. Healing is rarely instant. Healing is the gradual knitting back together of a wounded heart. Healing is what happens when time, honesty, boundaries, and God's grace do their work. The worst part is that you can forgive fully and still not feel healed. That doesn't mean your forgiveness didn't count. It just means your heart is still tender, and tenderness takes time. Healing is the process of learning to breathe freely again without the weight of the hurt pressing down. It's what allows the scar to stop stinging when it's touched. Why we confuse the two. So often, we put pressure on ourselves to forgive and forget, to act like once we've chosen forgiveness, the pain should disappear. And when it doesn't, we start to doubt. Did I really forgive? Am I holding on to bitterness? But forgiveness doesn't erase memory. Forgiveness doesn't erase impact. Forgiveness simply opens the door for healing to begin. Healing is what takes the long road. A biblical lens. The Bible shows us both truths. Forgiveness is commanded. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Luke 6:37. Healing is promised. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Psalm 147:3. Notice the difference. Forgiveness is something we are told to do. Healing is something God does in us. We choose forgiveness. God supplies healing, giving ourselves grace in the process. If you've forgiven someone, but you still feel hurt, don't beat yourself up. Don't assume you failed. You may just be in the middle of healing. Keep choosing forgiveness when the memory resurfaces. Keep sharing your feelings openly with God. Keep walking in trust that you will fully heal. Over time, the pain or bitterness dissipate, the sting lessens. The scar remains, but it no longer hurts. That's the beauty of God's healing work. Reflection questions. Have you ever wondered if you really forgave someone because the hurt still lingered? How does it help you to distinguish between forgiveness, choice, and healing, process? What might it look like to keep choosing forgiveness while waiting on God for healing? Can you recall a time when a hurt that once felt raw eventually stopped stinging? What part of that healing was God's work in you? Forgiveness and healing aren't the same thing. Forgiveness is the door you choose to walk through. Healing is the path God leads you down after you've stepped through it. So if you've forgiven but you still feel the hurt, take heart. You haven't failed. You're simply on the journey. And the God who calls you to forgive is the same God who promises to bind up your broken heart.